Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's flip it over to the offensive side. You know, the Oregon Ducks score 23 points.
It was the ugliest way possible.
It was a grind to get these 23 points, that's for sure. Lanning continued to go for it on fourth down. At one point, they were 3 of 7 on fourth down. I really didn't love a lot of that. I kind of understand the thought process that it was obvious early that Texas Tech's offense could not do a thing. So it benefited. It gave you the opportunity to take chances on fourth down. I think I would have gone to the take the points sooner than Stein and Lanning decided to do, which they eventually did. You know, eventually Sappington gets those field goals. I know he missed one, but like they realized, okay, let's just get some points and get the hell out of here. That offensive line, it's difficult for me to try to find the words to put it, because on one hand, they survived. On another hand, Poncho had a rough day. Yeah. Alex Harkey had the toughest job of any right tackle over the weekend. Fair to say? If you stop Bailey, Rodriguez just goes around you.
Yeah, no,
Harkey had...
Whoever is playing Texas Tech at the right tackle spot on any given week is in hell.
I promise you, Alex Harkey does not feel good today.
No.
His body... He put it all on the line. Isaiah World had a rough day.
David Bailey is not your traditional pass rusher in the sense of like Javon Curse or Miles Garrett. Like,
Julius Peppers.
Like Garrett now is different than he was in college.
For sure. He's David, a whole nother world right now.
But David Bailey he's not this lean, sinewy, like turn the corner. He's going to beat the living crap out of you. Just grab you, throw you, maul you, throw you off and then run by. Like he is huge.
And that's where I will give the Oregon offense some credit, especially on that offensive line. I can sit here and tell you Harkey was in a nightmare situation. Poncho with snaps and all his situations. Isaiah World had a bad penalty and got beat a couple times. Yeah. Like, all that being said, they scored 23 points, and they got out alive.
Here's the thing. Oregon's offense, 2 drives of more than 50 yards.
It's a tough day at the office. I agree.
It's field position. Those 23 points, okay, just go.
Turnovers.
Just
we talked about it with the turnovers.
Go down their scoring drives. From the end of the game backwards, 8 plays, 27-yard touchdown. A drive before that, 4 plays, 7 yards, missed field goal. Here's the long drive. 10 plays, 55 yards, field goal. 7 plays, 19 yards, interception. 1 play, 6 yards, touchdown. 4 plays, 9 yards, out on downs. Before that was the end of half. 4 plays, 9 yards, field goal. 14 plays, here's the other one, 62 yards, out on downs.
Yep.
3 plays, negative 10 yards, punt. 3 plays, 4 yards, punt. 13 plays, 47 yards, out on downs, and then they opened the game with a 10-play, 43-yard drive.
But both those big ones, they went out on downs in the red zone.
Yep.
Because I think...
And again, especially with the late
when it
ones,
got to that point,
it was
I
like,
agree.
Brother!
When it got to that point, I agree, but throw the cojones, nut up or shut up, that's Lanning. He's like, this offense can't do anything.
Which,
if we get out of this game 6-0 or 26-0, I'm going to take a shot on fourth down. I would have pulled it earlier personally, but I understood it.
I am pro go for it on fourth down.
Oh, especially in their field position.
Yeah,
you're around the 50, go for it every time.
Especially earlier in the game, totally okay with that. Once it got close, you know, into the late second, into the third quarter, and you've already, they went, what, 0 for 4 to start?
I'm not sure exactly.
It was 0 for 3 or 0 for 4 to start, and it was like, buddy, pack it up. Take the points. You see how this game is going. Take the points. They're not scoring. If you keep putting up zeros right now, again, the big play that Texas Tech finally broke, we talked about it with Oregon's defense in the first segment. If Tech scores that touchdown, it's 13-7.
Oh, I think things get a little tight.
That game... You want to talk about old momentum?
Mm-hmm.
Now Tech, they may have dropped the rope. At that point in time, if they get a touchdown there, they pick that thing up, you're playing a different game. And what was, 13-7 probably should have been, you know, 19-7. Yeah, and that's a different ball game.
I also noticed, although, on that big play you speak of by Texas Tech, I believe it's Betcher runs into Amari Washington. Otherwise, he has that tackle.
Yeah.
In the backfield.
But still.
All right. And the downs thing, turning it over on downs, fourth down stuff, we've acknowledged that. And yes, there are two of those, which are turnovers in theory.
Yeah, they went 4 of 8 on fourth downs.
They did not punt in the third or fourth quarter.
No. But and you all.
That's controlling the game.
It is. And again, when you talk about time of possession, it was 2-1. It was 38-22. Might as well be 40-20. You know, that's but what's crazy is for Oregon to get 23 points, and I know 50 of Tech's yards came basically on one play. Oregon put up 309 yards. Tech put up 215. It's a lot more, but it's not a lot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It is the shortened field because, again, credit to Oregon's defense because they turned them over and they did not let Tech do anything. Tech not doing anything. I mean, anything productive. Just put a nail in the coffin for their defense over and over. And their defense rose to the occasion. Tech's defense
big time.
Rose to the occasion. And you can only ask a team to do that so many times.
Without a doubt. And we'll get to Dante in a moment. But the running game struggled mightily. Noah Whittington.
Just flat out, Oregon's offense struggled.
Yeah. Noah Whittington, I felt, was a little outmatched. It was more like, give me the Davison power or the De'Aaron explosive.
Yeah.
Potential was kind of what
the waiting to in between stuff wasn't quite there.
It was really, really not working. And that's kind of where I was kind of really skeptical about Will Stein's offensive play calling in this game. I have been skeptical on him all year.
And Dante missed Sadiq two or three times where it was like, buddy.
And we'll get into that in a minute. We'll pivot and run another segue on this game just because there's so much to unpack. The interesting thing about Stein and what he continues to do, which is probably why I need to shut up about this, is he knows that the run game might not be working, quote unquote, but if I keep doing it, eventually they will break.
Yeah.
And he was correct. I hate watching that style of football, and maybe that's why I get mad about it, but it was the right move.
Well, it was the control element. Mm-hmm. That's really what it came down to. And one play we haven't talked about enough yet, and it didn't end up amounting to a ton, but the fake punt.
Beautiful.
I mean, ballsy call too early in the game. Where
time to
like,
nut up or shut up.
That was incredibly well executed. Tuioti just said, thank you. I'll take this.
Well, and I was watching that punt too, and I was as Ferguson Reynolds there is rolling out to the side like he usually does because he's an Australian-style punter. And I was like, boy, he looks awfully like, I don't want to say lackadaisical, but he's just kind of
do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then he
no, they
saw
got
them,
the look because
he saw
Tech
the four rushers
him all
coming,
up.
And yep. Yeah, he's like, all right, here we go.
Tuioti and Kenyon,
pass I'll ever make.
Tuioti and Kenyon Sadiq, both their largest plays were 11-yard catches.
I'll tell you right now, Sadiq broke coverage twice.
Yeah,
where he was butt naked. One of them was the fourth down.
Interesting thing. Before we get to Dante here in a moment, 23-0. If I don't watch this game and I am told that Baron Morton is having a rough day and I am told that Oregon's defense plays elite level and I am told that eventually Texas Tech's defense breaks down, 23-0, I actually find very indicative of the game. However, how it got there is really weird.
Yes.
Is really weird and random. Oregon dominated Texas Tech. Dominated.
Yes.
23-0. I think that score is
getting blanked
of the game.
In a CFP semifinal. Yeah.
I think it's very indicative of the game, but just how it got there was really strange. Yeah. I don't. The garbage
You couldn't draw that up.
No.
You couldn't draw that up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Garbage time touchdown, just I think that offensive line really needed that win.
Yep.
That Davison touchdown in the end to really cement it. That was an offensive line going,
it makes
looking
you feel,
around.
Look, I mean, it changes the tenor of that score. You know what I mean? Like, otherwise, it feels more like the A&M Miami game.
And
that's really what
it
feels like.
And it feels like we put in all this hard work and we could have lost.
Because let's say this game ends at what?
16-0?
Yeah, or 16-7.
Yeah.
Let's say Miami gets that touchdown.
You mean Tech.
Tech gets that touchdown, and all of a sudden, you know, it ends 16-7. Well, then you're looking at it like, oof.
Oregon, skating by, just
got by it.
And that would not have been the story.
No, but it's because you're able to flip that, and like you said, I think that's a win for the offensive line there at the end, and to kind of exhale a little bit, put a little bit of a stamp on, all right, on to Indiana. You got to feel a little good about it. But also coming off that, if you're Oregon, now you beat this team with this defense. Now, Tech does not have Indiana's offense.
Correct.
The difference is Baron Morton is not Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Fernando Mendoza.
Baron Morton might not be the best quarterback in his conference, and he plays in the Big 12.
He might not actually be the best quarterback on his own team, it turns out.
He got bad intentions.
There's that guy out there. Mm-hmm. Sam Levitt is in the portal, yeah. FYI.
I don't think he'll be in the conference much longer.
Well, yeah, he's heading to Kentucky. He's gonna go play with Will Stein.
Big shout out to the O-line.
Kenny D. Dillingham. Sam Levitt is gonna go to Kentucky to rejoin
with Will Stein.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. There you go.
Long couple days.
You all right in there?
No, I think I just had a stroke.
It happens.
We'll get to Dante Moore here in a second. Flowers to the Oregon offensive line. You got your ass beat all day and you won.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can't say that often.
Oof.
Can't say that often.
I mean, because that Tech defense really gave that line fits all game.
Yeah.
With Poncho's bad snaps, Harkey and World on the outside just getting bull rushed, and you won the game.
Oregon won a game without an A+.
Yeah.
And that's impressive.
That's good for you. Yep. You should feel really good about that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.